The delivery, installation, choice of cloth come for $23.95. That's $400 off the actual retail price. All right, Matty T, suck it to me, baby. Suck it to me.
Well, the summer movies are steady rolling out, and this week we have the next two movies competing for your hard-earned money. The first out is the next Marvel superhero movie. Now, there's been a major shortage of Marvel movies lately. In fact, I think it's been like 2 whole weeks since we've had one with The Amazing Spider-Man 2. But X-Men Days of Future Past is now playing and does look pretty awesome. We've had plenty of Avengers movies with the Iron Mans and the Captain Americas, but it's actually been a while since we've had a real X-Men movie. I mean, a real X-Men movie. X-Men First Class came out in 2011, but that was a prequel that introduced a bunch of new young actors in their roles. We've had the two Wolverine movies, but that was more like X-Man. What we really wanted was another actual X-Men movie, more specifically, a Bryan Singer X-Men movie. He directed the original X-Men movie and X-Men 2, but the third movie, The Last Stand, was directed by Brett Ratner. That one had poorer reception than the first two, but the good news is Bryan Singer is back for Days of Future Past. What I really like about this installment is how it brings together both the younger and older versions of the characters. The trailer looked epic, and more importantly, I'm excited to see Jennifer Lawrence in that blue body paint again. Unfortunately,
wait a minute. When you say younger and older, are they is there time travel involved in this, Matty T?
I believe the times may come together.
Get out of here.
I haven't seen it yet, but that's what I'm seeing. And I love time, you know, anything with time travel, paradoxes, all that stuff. But unfortunately, this time of year, it's also means we're due for another Adam Sandler movie. I can't even say Adam Sandler comedy because his movies are so far from funny these days. It's really disappointing to see him put out garbage like Jack and Jill, which I caught on TBS one day, and I have to say that really is one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Well, soon it'll be the second worst movie I've ever seen because Blended, co-starring Drew Barrymore, is now polluting theaters. You fell in love with them in The Wedding Singer, you tolerated them in 50 First Dates, but now they'll make you hate them because Blended looks awful. Sometimes a movie trailer is so bad, it just makes me angry, and that's the exact reaction I had when I saw this one for this pile of garbage. I grew up loving Adam Sandler, too. I used to sit in my room as a kid listening to his comedy albums and laugh hysterically. Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore, all three of us, quote regularly. Now, after I watch one of his movies, I feel like I've become dumber and wasted precious minutes of the best years of my life I can never get back. If the 13-year-old me knew back then, the movies that Adam Sandler would be making 19 years after Billy Madison would be of the caliber of Jack and Jill, That's My Boy, and now Blended, I wouldn't be able to be a fan out of principle. Fortunately, the 13-year-old me still has his innocence, and X-Men will be number one on Monday, and that's the Matty T Minute.
The 13-year-old you has a lot of things. Innocence ain't one of them.
I didn't lose my innocence until a year later, and it was for a completely different reason.
Speaking of having your innocence taken away from you when you were the most unsuspecting of all, Roger Scott standing by.